Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. This is yet another Thursday night live open mic, and you know how we do it each night that we come out each week. I'm sorry that we come out. The poets come in and share their amazing talents, and as well as vocalists and the comedic voices out there. We are so honored to be hosting this night, yet another Thursday night open mic live. I'm so looking forward to the poets coming through as they fashionably do and just sharing their amazing, amazing talent. And I am going to get the show started here with a little piece of mine because I know a couple of poets have already messaged me and said they were rolling through tonight. So we're going to, anticipate them coming in tonight and sharing tonight and great poetry and great fellowship. But in the meantime, I am going to read a piece from one of my books that I have out there. This particular book is The Romantic Poetic Excursion and Erotic Flashes. I'm going to keep it simple and sweet tonight from this collection and kind of go from there. What about that? I'm so excited tonight. All right. Well, let me go with, I said I want to keep it kind of clean with this piece, so I am going to go with Yearning Love. I've read this before, but it was some time ago. But here we go. Barely visible in the dusk of the calm in heaven, the moonlight silver lining, escaping the lids of my mental conception, revealing my secret yearning to become one with you, mixing our pigmentation to one consistency, one complexion. Eyes zipped shut, meditating on you. I don't want to open them, afraid to lose the embodiment of your essence. My soul desperately yearns for you. The pages of my life unravels and reveals you. Yet another part of me that includes you, I've got to have you. My heart aches for you all night through. It needs to lay parallel with you. My soul moves steadily toward you. It gravitates to you like a magnet in a field of metal, but only my metal sticks to you. It's made for you. Your heart pumps the very essence of love. It's a heart so rare, love so true. Love wouldn't be love without beginning and ending with you. Eyes have shut, meditating on you. I would not open them up unless I am opening them to behold, guess what, you. And that's my piece, Yearning Love. Short, simple piece, but I like it. And we're going to keep the show going here. All right, I do see some hands raised up. Be patient with us this night because we got to mix it up. We have artists that send in tracks and different things of that nature, so we got to get it in as much as we can to put them in rotation as well as, take in live callers. So my live callers, I appreciate if you just bear with us tonight and let us share in some fantastic pieces that have been sent into the show, and I am going to play this particular piece by one an amazing poet, Miss Jazzy Sadelic, and we're going to go like this. Mood for Love is her piece. Check it out, Detroit, when I listen. Detroit and all our global listeners, that was Miss Jazzy Sadelic. All right, and that was her piece, Move for Love. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we're going to take a caller here, and then we're going to rotate back and forth between callers and playing tracks in rotation. So we're going to take this caller from, all right. Well, the caller just dropped, so we're going to keep it going here. Hopefully that caller will call back in. And the number to call in is 917-932-8881. We're looking forward to, oh, they're back. Okay, well, we're going to take this caller here. All right, caller from the 504 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
This is Taylor from New Orleans. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Glad to have you this evening. What are you going to do for us this evening?
Well, this piece is going to be called Lost in the Light.
All right. Let it rip.
We have lost sight of ourselves. We have forgotten not what we were, but what we are and what we can be. Today I hear the whispers and shouts of such trivial things. I hear too much of the red carpets littered with beautiful people pretending to have problems on large screens. And I hear nothing of the red rivers littered with bodies with families who have large problems in small countries. I see distractions. I see misplaced eyes driven away from progression in the skies, drawn to stadiums, reality shows, and revealing thighs. The children of children who've lost sight of the world, where boys pretend to be men and women pretend to be girls. Where the sharpness of a screen grants more awe than the smoothness of a clear river reflecting the endless sky. Where the wonders of the stars and billions of galaxies are put aside for the curiosities of the Hollywood stars and the dresses they wore tonight. And people complain about the price of coffee like it is the very substance to keep them alive. While families are burying themselves in medical bills next to their daughter who's afraid she might die. This is a place where people take elevators while others would give anything to be able to walk once more and use the stairs. Where parents are wished away by defiant teenagers who forget that many would give their life for just a day more with theirs. This is a world where freedom is confused with recklessness, sending everyone without the strength to stand on their own 2 feet, falling into their own abyss. Where religion preaches fear and calls it love, and people call this place hell and pray to the nothingness above. Where I was raised this way is an excuse, where the answer to bullying is a noose, where old age is regarded as wisdom, and where everyone wants to be a king of someone else's kingdom, and everyone is so lost in themselves and in the problems that aren't problems at all. And everyone is so entranced with their own worldview that they cannot see beyond their own 4 walls. And those boys pretending to be men for the night mistake their pleasure with the joy they saw in another. Perhaps their father's eyes, the sight of his love, not just his lover. And the women pretending still to be girls have put so much effort into their appearance that it now consists of all they are. Empty shells full of nothing but emotional scars. And the ignorance of our own ignorance is so obscure. All of this internal inquisition remaining unsought because of the arrogance in our being so sure. And though our understanding of how little we really know about the world is ever increasing, our own will to learn more is only perpetually closer to ceasing. Where is the drive to progress ourselves? Where is the yearning to be something better than what history ever tells? We are so much more than we believe ourselves to be. And the phrase, I'm only human, has consistently been infuriating to me, as if it meant you were incapable of anything, that you think there's something you can never be. We are the symphonies of genius. Our futures brighter than all of the suns on the hottest of days. We are the creatures of perseverance made to run towards the fight and never away. So onward, I urge you, into the darkness of the unknown. Explore yourself into every facet, every thought, and every bone. Drive forth into the armies with swords of silence, wishing to cut the question of why from your tongues. And cry it out with the utmost war until the last breath leaves your lungs. And love, because everything means nothing without it.
That's your piece?
That is my piece.
Wow. I certainly appreciate, I know when you come through, you like to get it in and drop the mic and just exit. But I want to say before you go, I honor you for that piece. I certainly appreciate it and enjoy you every time that you come through. You never tell us your name. So I want to make sure I respect your space, but you know, you are definitely a voice of reason. I just, you know, I really honor you for, you know, bringing that piece through.
I appreciate the opportunity to. Can I share?
Can you share? Can we know who you are at least?
I tell you who I am every time I call on the show. I say that this is Taylor from New Orleans. I ask you how you are. So that's the most you'll ever learn about me.
Okay. All right. Well, I have to respect that.
Do you understand it? You may respect it, but do you understand it? No?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay, I do. Good. I just want the words to stand alone so that people can see them for what they are.
You do, you do what you do well, and I certainly appreciate you again. And you're always welcome to come here on this station with us and share with your voice.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
All righty. Wow. Amazing poet, you know, just amazing, but you have to respect people's space and understand where they're coming from, but he has such an amazing delivery. It's just like a consuming fire that he leaves, and it leaves you, your thoughts, you know, it's like his pieces of poetry leave you pondering and just, you know, thinking on his words. So I certainly appreciate that brother for always coming through. Yeah, he does share who he is, but I mean really, really know who he is. But I certainly respect him and thank him for coming on to the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, I see my co-host is in the building. I have a reason to smile now. Hello, Stevie G.
What's up, Missy? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. You gave me my reason to smile. Ain't that something?
I'm glad I could do that.
Oh, there's my buddy CVG in the house. All right. Well, the show can go on now because CVG is here.
Right. Oh.
All right.
I said, what's up, Faith Poets?
All right, wonderful people in the room, Faith Poetry, Guest 9171, Miss Soft Kisses, hey, darling, Mr. CVG. All right, we're going to keep the show going like we always do. We got to mix it up just a little. We see you guys on the switchboard. Be a little patient with us because we're trying to make sure we get some of the poets that send in their tracks in to be put into rotation on the open mic night. And we're going to play the Black Sunrise by Honest Abe, and then we will take some more callers. How about that? All right, Detroit and our global listeners, here it is.
Your tear shocks of pain and become your tear shocks in a glass to drink away the sour inside. Then finding in me might have been one of the best moves you made, cause it allowed me to comprise this poem, making your ejaculated suffering fade away. You deserve to feel like a beacon of light that he can't help but see on a daily basis. A black sunrise whose face can't be denied. More than a Salisbury steak that's only taken out the freezer at dinner time. In place and blame, to feed the flame is the last thing I wanna do. But I'm sure you're thinking something like, put down that glass of shut up juice and speak to your woman. Put out that stick of weed so your blind mind can see how unpleased your woman is. I'm not trying to hate on your man. He should know better to ignore his number one fan. Abe wants you to know that you are a treasure that can't be buried in a chest of solitude. Your pain and suffering shouldn't have to be balled up in a silent chamber, and the agony in your soul and eyes shouldn't equal the thickness in your hips and your thighs. Though these issues you got with your man make the quality time shaky, my words can be the peace to your mind's sick psyche as the bed quaking, mind shaking. Love making seems to have died down now. You've told me he loves you, and I've been trying to take your word for it without a doubt. The notion he don't like you, I failed to see the truth in. And now I find out you're carrying his child. Unplanned, like a clog in a drain or a bullet to the brain, it was holding on to it like an old man with a cane. But the days go by, and now tell me it's gone. See, I know the sudden loss of your miscarried child makes this look good frustration. Bloody tears exposing fears that need comforting. And I hear all the time, the more things change, the more they stay the same. That's why it's hard for me to fathom you being shook as if you were common cold, thinking, how can he be so bold with you? Still, your feelings were insignificant slaves sold to white masters. And he too may be hurting from this too common tragedy of nature, but needs to open his eyes and see the bigger picture of the situation. And you struggle to regain conscious hindsight to equal the sum of distracting relationship to arguments that made you a little numb. And to tell the truth, I'm starting to get a bad contact high off the sticky, icky tree smoking stress coming at you. Your life right now shouldn't be a chain that'll lace with pain, whether cloudless skies reflecting your beautiful black sunrise. And testifying to me and the gods above may have you mess around and recapture the good love that's slipping out your fingers, so there is hope for the future. Always remember your time on this earth is precious. The infectious viruses contaminating these still waters must be treated in order for the sacred essence to be revitalized. And you don't take shit, you make shit. So defertilize the unsanitary weeds, put it in your soil. I'm here to help and keep the winter chills hitting you on count to feel so cold. The shine you embody can still circulate again. And end the blood clots living in the place above you belong. Be strong and hold on to climb the face ladder I put in your sights. Ignore lighting that stick of dynamite on faithful deception. TV's on the right channel, but with bad reception.
All right, Detroit and our global listeners, welcome back. That was just really smooth and calming, and that was by Mr. Honest A, A Black Sunrise. I love that piece. All right. We're going to keep the show going. I see some very eager people on the line here. So I'm going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 240 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who is it going to rock the mic tonight? I think I know who this is.
Who this is?
Mind Poet?
Yes, Mind Poet. Yes, it is.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
How you
I'm doing so people just. What is that?
I'm sorry.
How you doing, Mind Poet?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm at work, and I just finished writing a piece in my head. So I'm doing a little short piece. It's a little short poem.
All right. So it's fresh off the press, huh?
Right off of mine.
All right, let it rip.
As I see the sun, therefore the Son of Man cometh, so my soul rejoices. Trumpets sound with a loud noises. My body's glorified by the Lord and Christ, by the Lord Jesus Christ, which I love with all my heart, with all my soul, and that's my peace.
All right. For sure.
Thank you for that, Mind Poet. Sometimes all you need to say is a few words to get your point across.
Right.
And that. We're certainly glad you took out the time while you were at work to give us a call and sharing your voice this evening, so we certainly appreciate you for that.
All right, thank you so much.
You want to plug anything? You know, I know you got books out. I know you're doing other things.
You can catch me at poetrytrainos.com. That's www.poetrytrainos.com. And I have two books out on my website.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear brother, again. All right. That was the Mind Poet pouring it out from his spirit and from his heart. Fresh off the dome. Sometimes all you need to do is say a few words just to get your point across. All right. We're going to keep the show going here. All right. For some reason, I'm losing my voice. Can you believe that, CBG? I tried to, you know, sip a little water here and maybe I need something more powerful than water. What do you think?
Might be it.
like some apple juice. Huh?
Might need to get a little shot of cognac in your system.
I don't know about that, CBD. I don't think I can handle that. Well, I want to share one of our poems, pieces from the Synchronized Ink Anthology. A lot of times some of our poets don't get the opportunity to come on. So sometimes it's good to just really showcase them and really you know, honor them in the way of reading their poetry. Of course, we definitely let everybody know who the piece is written by. And I'm going to read this poem by Luam Habati. She's originally from Northeast Africa. She's one of the poets in the Synchronized Ink Anthology.
What's her name?
Luam Habati. And I'm going to read one of her pieces entitled, Do I Have To? Do I have to live in a destroyed cave for the sake of life, which is not safe? Do I have to love where there's no faith we have for the sake of nature? Why should I suffer? Do I have to hate as long as I don't have any faith? Also, nobody allow me to rate, even for a current date. Do I have to die if God let me delay? Why should I do that to me? Why should I eat my life's key? Do I have to give up over the small life gap? Why should I? For the troubles, will I die? That will I die? Do I have to worry as long as I have authority? And that's her piece.
Pretty good.
All right. Do I Have To is the title of that piece, and that was by Luam Habati of Africa. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. All right. I'm sure my co-host is going to share a piece relatively soon, but again, we have to keep our artists also in rotation who have jobs and can't call in and would love to, and they can at the moment. But we're going to play a piece by Larry Lack Henderson, who was also a former guest on the show. He is a musician as well as a spoken word artist, and I'm going to play his piece entitled Congresswoman Remix. All right.
I feel of you, hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, nigga, we know us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbought, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of her time, ahead of her line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Shaw and out of Houston. Texas is just courage with the power that describes the soul. I was elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year, and before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Cordelia Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history.
I feel you, hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central. Yeah. She combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on the dark party wanna ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We lack dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain.
I feel you, hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and
1992 was the year of the woman, doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody could stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corbin Brown and Carrie Mee, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clinton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you hit my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
Yes, yes, Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, and of course your co-host, Mr. CVG. That was Mr. Larry Lack Henderson with his remix of the Congress Women. All right. I really like that piece. I'm glad that he shared that with the show. All right, but the time is ticking, and we got more people to share in poetry this evening. All right, well, we're gonna hand the mic over to the co-host and let him do what he must do, and then we'll take some more callers. I just want to remind you before we do that, all you have to do is select option one. Obviously, you know the number because you're on the line. So select option one and be heard tonight on the mic. All right, there's quite a few of you from various places, so I certainly appreciate your presence here, and treat you in love. So don't be scared to share your voice this evening. All right, with that being said, CVG is all over to you.
That means be scared. Get on the mic. That's what you came here for tonight, so get on the mic.
Like I said, don't be scared.
I'm going to do a piece called The Heat.
All right.
It's out of my book, Poetic Souls. So remember that name, Poetic Soul. Let it ring around in your head a little bit.
All right, now.
Baby, don't cry. I'm loving you softly. Baby, don't cry. I'm not that hard on you. Baby, don't cry. Your tears might just cost me. Where does it hurt? The hotter, the wetter, the tighter, the better. Come on, cutie, let's lock up together. I want to make you feel love. This is a real love. We fit like a body glove. It's a red bone connection, and you're on top, and we're moving in the right direction. It was an omen for you and I to meet. That's why the Isley Brothers wrote Between the Sheets. Don't reach over and grab your gear, dear. I ain't through. I got more work to do here. Let me give you a lesson in love, and it starts with a kiss, then some hugging and rubbing. Then the buttons pop, the legs unlock, and my anatomy gets hard like a rock.
After tonight, I'll be the one you miss. But like Mary J. said, reminisce, reminisce, reminisce. And that's my piece.
Oh, thank you.
You brought it tonight. Well, like you always do. All right. Well, we're going to keep the show going. That was my co-host, case y'all didn't know. All right. Well, we're going to mix it up a little bit. We do have some eager callers, so we're going to get some more callers in, and then after that, we'll play some more pieces from rotation. But we're going to take this very next caller who has graciously raised their hand. Caller from the 816, you on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who's about to rock the mic tonight. Your first three digits are 797. You're on the air. Are you there? Your hand is highly raised up. All right, we're going to give you time and then perhaps come back to you. 816. All right. Okay, we're going to mute them and then let's keep it going and come right back to them because they're still there with their hand raised up high. But nevertheless, we're going to keep it going tonight. And we have some more pieces that we want to share with you all from some fantastic poets from across the globe. And I want to share the Mental Massage by Chocolate Shower by Misunderstood, the Mental Massage. And it goes like this.
Water drips, it splashes, then plays, dripping down blushing shoulders, and he holds her. Drops tickle down sun-kissed skin with just a brush of cinnamon. This sin of men, beckoning, teasing, displeasing to the naked eye, her naked thigh. Sprinkled with wet kisses delivered by water beads. He watches as hungry eyes bleed for the caressing of her silhouette. Her sexy curves are dripping wet, drenched in flirty suds created by jasmine shower gel. He loves the smell as it dances across his nose, wide open, and he's hoping for a chance to catch each drip on eager lip, tasting, never wasting, one single drop. Eyes continue to plead, but she doesn't stop, continuing her steamy performance. She lathers, plays, and then the rinse. Water splashes over all the right places. He can't speak, but makes faces that communicate a healthy craving for all this love she's saving. The mirror is now hazy from the hot of her. seduced by the woman in her. And he watches, water gently kissing every inch and teasing every curve, every single nerve in his body now alive. As deliberate drops dive off an arch and sculpted back, as they relax onto the cradle of inviting hip, as her playful hand traces, then slowly dip to hide between wet thighs. Her closed eyes and bitten lip tell secret behind shower walls. His mind calls, her body answers, wet from steamy shower, soaked with passion. Just imagine the seduction she intends as he steps into her two open arms. She and he, two open minds. Her, playful. Him, grown behind steamy shower doors.
Yes. That was Mrs. Understood with her mental massage called entitled Chocolate Shower. I absolutely adore and love that piece from her. All right, we're going to keep the show going here because we only got 17 more minutes remaining.
It was nice and mellow.
Yes, I like that flow and everything. I just got a message from somebody on Facebook wanting to make sure that I announce about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards September 29th. So I'm going to do that real quick. For all of those who don't know, we are having an award show. I'm putting a link in the chat room. But we have a phenomenal list of performers that were going to be there that night. It's going to be at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, September 29th, starting at 7 o'clock. The tickets are $25. We have Laurie Epworth performing, Romeo Denani, Alvin Lloyd Horn, Stephen G. White, my co-host. We have Zach Matthew Wong from California. We have, there's just so many people. Alfreda Castillo, she's a vocalist. We have a comedian, and I'm not disclosing who that is. I want everybody to be surprised. We just have a lot of people that are working with us, and we just got the official okay from the Detroit Poetry Society, the Detroit Finest Poetry Society, that's going to be working with us as well. So make sure you know we have the guy. He's doing our finalization on our commercial promo. He said it's going to be ready Monday, so keep your fingers crossed. And if that is the truth, we are going to be putting that information up. But in the meantime, I'm going to put the link in the chat room where the tickets are available at that particular site. We have to do some updating to some of the website information, so bear with us. We have a team of people that's working with me. We're meeting Saturday to put some things together finally. But it's definitely going to happen. So I hope I please my friend that just messaged me through Facebook. Make sure you tell everybody about the spoken word billboard award. Okay, I'm putting it on, so I'm definitely going to be telling people. But anyway, we will put the link in there so you can follow and see. The facility is very nice, and we are going to be honoring a lot of people, and we're going to be notifying those people. It's not a People's Choice Award. It's a ranking award, so quite different from what else is going on out there. But nevertheless, keep it locked, and we will definitely get all the you'll be able to see on my page as well as other people's pages the event information. So stay tuned for that, folks. All right, with all that being said, we're going to keep it going here, and we're going to take that caller who was shy just a minute ago and see what they're going to do. All right, caller from the 816, you're on the air with Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G, who's getting ready to step up and rock the mic tonight. 816 is your area code. 2816 is on the line. And your first three digits are 797. Are you there? I hear you in the background. Do you hear us?
I can't hear him.
I hear something.
Hello, Michelle.
Yeah, yes. Michelle. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here. I guess I don't know. My Bluetooth must not be working or something. This is Kathy from Kansas City. Hello, how are you?
Hey, Kathy, how's it going?
I finally took my Bluetooth off. I figured it wasn't working or something. It's been a while since I've been able to listen because you guys are on the same night that I'm hooked on American Idol, so I'm finally coming back.
Okay. Besides the prison, this is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, I was hoping to have my Bluetooth on so I wouldn't have to have my ear up to my phone, but I do have a poem that I would like to read, if you'd permit me to. I wrote it for a friend of mine. I'd like to give you just a little bit of background. I won't take up a lot of time, but as you know, I'm white, and my friend is black, and she admittedly is very black, and she talks about that all the time, and that was part of her problems when she was growing up. She had a very hard life. Everything from she's been electrocuted. She was raped when she was 23. She was, even by her family, she was called a black bitch, and she had to do everyone else's chores and just so on and so forth. And through all this, you know, she turned to God and sang in the church. And so she asked me, she had read some of my poetry, and she asked me to write one about her life. And
okay.
So this is what I have, and it's entitled Hell Yeah, I'm Black.
Okay.
And it goes
all
like
right.
This. My mama didn't want me. My daddy wanted free. Stuck with a family that couldn't bond. How could it have been if I'd been born a blonde? But hell no, I was black as could be. As a child, I was molested, and my spirit was sorely tested, trying to figure if it was the color of my skin, not ever really knowing just where I fit in. Even in school, I was detested. Was told, you ain't pretty, but you'll do all right. Yeah, good enough for rape, so I always had to fight. Black bitch was my name, doing everyone's chores, while my brothers were free to run with their whores. Yeah, a worse slave by day, but a student by night. I studied hard and I studied long to go to college and prove them all wrong. But my mama said, I ain't gonna sign. You'll not see my name on that dotted line. So in my despair, I turned to song. Singing in church, I raised my voice to God. My beautiful soprano made members applaud. If only on Sundays it was a place I could shine, a comfort to me that today was all mine, because my happy little home life was all a facade. I've been talked about, lied on, misused, and abused. No love ever shown me, I grew up confused. But when I look back and see just how far I've come, growing up loveless and mostly numb, I sometimes smile and am quite amused. For I now know truly that God's had my back. Yes, I know I've got the inside track. My own self-worth will depend on me. I'm blessed to have this life, you see. I'm smart and I'm beautiful, and hell yeah, I'm black.
All right, Chelsea. Oh, my, let's clap it up for Kathy Graham.
Thank you.
know what the awesome thing about that piece, Kathy, is that you wrote it for a friend, and she turned out victorious on at the end of the day. Everything turned out great for her in her life.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like that, you know, she had the victory in her life in spite of all her circumstances. So that's what's
right.
important.
And I tell you, she's a great inspiration to me. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh wow. Yeah, fantastic piece. We're so glad you shared that. Glad to hear your voice again.
Well, now that American Idol's over, maybe I'll call in more.
I understand. I understand. You have anything that you want to plug? Real quickly, share with your Facebook page or fan page, books.
No, not really. I don't. I mean, I do have a Facebook page, and I do share all my poetry on there. But I would just like to say one thing, that I want to thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the Homeless Cry book. And I very, very much look forward to receiving my copy of it.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to getting that, in, hopefully in just the next few days. Of course, getting one from you, but I also ordered an extra copy, too, and one of the other poets that you are also friends with. I'm not sure if he was part of that anthology or not, but I did tell him that I'm going to be ordering an extra copy of The Homeless Cry when it becomes available on Amazon, so I can take advantage of the free shipping, so I can order his book as well.
is it Alan Boyle?
No, it's John. Oh gosh, what is his name? I can't think of his last name. But you published one of his books also, and it is available on Amazon now. Pardon me.
John Crenshaw.
John Crenshaw.
Yeah. Yes. So his book's available. His book's available on Amazon. So I told him I was just going to wait until The Homeless Cry became available on Amazon, so I could order the two of them together and get that free shipping.
All right, great. Sounds great. We look forward to you getting the book and giving us your feedback, and on all the amazing poets that were included in that anthology. Thank you again, Kathy. It's a wonder and just a pleasure and an honor to have you on tonight.
All right. Well, thank you. And you guys enjoy the rest of the evening. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, bye-bye. Well, we got to keep the show going here. We got some more calls. We're going to just really go through and let it rip like it should, because we don't borrow time. All right. All right, caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetica and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Peace, Bubba Flow Poet. I came.
Hi, I came. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you tonight. What you going to do for us?
I mean, you know me. I'm always freestyling something.
Absolutely.
So let's see what we can do for y'all tonight on this beautiful, blessed night. Let's talk about sundials of elixirs of reality, trying to fix my fixer, galvanizing my mentality, trying to salvage my soul. Rest in peace to my soul, because my soul's been dying and infested on tree limbs of sacrificial lambs and infestations of ridiculous infestations of my mind, my mentality swirling in circles. I can't figure out a way in which to flow this poem, because I'm confused and dazzled and bequeathed and trying to figure out the way in which I can use some metaphor of my mind to captivate your sensuality of your mind and the many frames of your mind frames and galvanizing upon that sensuality of your test frames. And now I'm reverberating my mind back in time, surgically removing fixations of verbs and incessant nouns as I begin to spit something fluidic and freestyle, grabbing words and encyclopedic off the word pages of my dictionary, channel 55, channel 0. Sometimes they watch Public Enemy backwards in time, freestyle in time, walking down my mind, mesmerizing this galaxy, fixated in time, freestyle one time. Poetic Energy Radio Show. What up, though?
Oh, Hakeem, we know how you do. You always freestyling with a good flow. All right, you want to quickly share something, you know, poem, book, what you got going on out there?
Yeah, can you still hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Right now I'm out still on tour right now doing the Lyrical Soul Revelation Tour. June 1st, I believe I'm going to be, I'm going to be somewhere June 1st right now, so it's off the top of my head, but then I got the book, Let There Be Light. I'm still out promoting the book, Let There Be Light. Got the DVD, the CD I'm out promoting right now, and I'm just still on tour going down here to St. Louis for the National Poetry Awards August 17th through 19th, so that's what I got going on now.
All right. All right, that was Mr. Hakeem Clarkson rocking the mic tonight. We certainly appreciate you, Hakeem, for coming through. Yes, we'll definitely be getting with you relatively soon. All right. Move the chicken out there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, that was Mr. Hakeem, y'all, and he's repping the Michigan area. Yes, Michigan. All right, we're going to take the very next caller on the line. Caller from the 708 area code. You are on the air with Miss Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who's getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
Hey, Steve, it's Spencer from work. How's it going, Steve?
What's up, Spence? This is my coworker right here.
I told you I'd call in one day.
All right, go ahead, Spence. Drop it like it's hot, boy.
All right. I'm gonna let your listeners know what I'm about to spread here. This is something I actually wrote 3 years ago, and finally gonna see the light of day probably around September, October with my current act right now that we're recording a record with. So I'm gonna spit the last verse. It's about some of the stuff going on in this political environment. So I'm gonna try and beat on my chest at the same time. I can't do it without a beat. So here we go.
All right, youngin, go ahead.
Can we escape this fate trying to be made where they feed on the tired, the homeless and the sick, the public trying to divide the people that cease to exist? Aren't they focused on guessing the real killers, drug dealers, cook about the system, messing with the country's economy, country's ecology, leaving our citizens with lobotomies, liabilities, dreams that were found and ought to be, instructing melodies, a felony, I could be wrong, or you take it to the dome, go home, rewrite, recite what I told you about this Babylon, but the wrong keeps going on, but the people keep pushing on, what the people say. We're gonna make it, it's not too late, not gonna fake it, not gonna wait. We're changed up this place against the grain, the pain rising for this lifestyle that we've obtained. And we're not gonna fake it, and we're not gonna wait to see this power devouring and souring the people while they stand and ponder and wonder and pray at the steeple. They want us people, so become an abstraction and not an abstraction. It's achievable. Try to keep its numbers, but it's ineffectual. We're rising perpetual intellectual to the degree that they breed, killing truths that are meant to be. Well, I'm going to bite the hand that feeds the wrong. Spencer of Abstraction, Steve, coming at you, man.
Go ahead, Spence. I didn't think you had it in you.
All right. You brought it.
Hey, I thank you all for having me on, Steve. Hey, thanks, Steve. Thanks for giving me the number, man, so I can.
Hey, man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Don't be no stranger. Come back and do some more some other time, man. All right.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll call every week if you all will have me. I appreciate you all taking the time.
All right,
what's up, Steve?
That's, he got mad nicknames. Spence.
Wizard. I'm gonna use my new rap name is gonna be Wizardo, and that's courtesy of Steve.
Oh, Wizardo. Okay. All right. We got. CBD always naming somebody.
Hey, y'all have a good night, okay?
All right, Spence.
Thank you for coming through.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Spence, talk to you tomorrow.
All right. That probably had some fun right there, didn't it? He put it down tonight. All right, it has come to that time. I did share the link to the Spoken Word Billboard event. It's actually, you know, again, it's going to be at the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan. The schedule is all is on their website. We got to update some of our things. And we already have selected. It's not a People's Choice Award, so many people don't understand that. It's not a People's Choice Award where, you know, people outsiders have to vote. It's a ranking award. Myself, our radio station, and a couple other radio stations have been mirroring various artists from across the globe. Privately, we didn't want no inside, outside influence, and so we've been, you know, ranking people for quite some time to come up with this. It's a different style of doing this, but it's going to be fair. There's going to be people getting awards that you perhaps never even heard of, some you have heard of, and I love the awards. We got them, you know, already, so I am excited about that. We ain't disclosing who, what, when, and where. Y'all can't get it out of me. And not even some of my people will know who will be when they get it. It'll be certainly a prize surprise tonight, but we will not only be awarding spoken word artists, but musicians as well that evening. We will have some comedy, poetry, singing, a little bit maybe perhaps crying depending on what somebody's spitting that night. But anyway, we are going to have a grand old time. Again, you can find out the information. I put the information to the link to the Canton Theater because they have their. We're using their box office to make it just simpler and easier. If you order tickets from them, they will mail them to you just like Ticketmaster. So no excuses, people. And you know, we definitely have some wonderful acts for that evening, including my co-host, CVG.
CVG.
So I'm excited. We've, you know, been keeping this on the wraps for quite some time, but it's all just coming together just perfectly, and I'm just excited about it. We still got some invitations that we're sending out to a couple or more people to perform. But we got our main people. That's what's important. So with that being said, stay tuned for more information. Look for it on my page, the Poetic Energy Radio fan page, a couple of other pages, and we'll give you all the details you need. And you won't be left in suspense, I promise you. The facility is lovely. We have an awesome photographer, a great DJ, a nice band, all of the good stuff that's going to be there. So with that being said, I can't wait. Can't wait to see you there. All right, CBG is going to take us home tonight, folks. We have some amazing poets that came through and just let it rip like it should. And the flow was all that in the bag of chips and dips. Oh, but y'all would get excited for poetry night because, you know, just I love the fellowship with great, amazing people. You are amazing, all of you, because you have your own individual style, your own flavor, and that's great and awesome to be able to do that. It's definitely a talent that we all possess in our own way, and thank you for sharing your gift here on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, our co-host is going to take us home tonight. So what you going to do, Mr. Stevie G?
I'm going to take it back Detroit style.
All right, Detroit style. All right, now.
That's right. I got to give a little bit of props, so I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going to do the dramatics. Thank you, baby.
thank you for your love. You came along and showed me that a man can't live by bread alone. And you came along and taught me that, no, I just can't make it on my own. So while I thank you, I thank the Lord above for smiling down on me, yeah, and blessing me.
Dramatics, y'all. And if y'all don't know about that, I'm sorry I took you too far back. Y'all have a good weekend now.
Yes, you too, Stevie G. All right, everybody, Detroit. Good night.